Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, we got the good, the bad, and the dumb, but we got some breaking news about in the world of golf. This is coming from Darren Rovell on Twitter with a CNBC report that says the PGA Tour has agreed to merge with Saudi-backed rival LIV Golf. I'll get to that story coming up. We got the good, the bad, and the dumb. It probably is a lot of legalese that I probably have to process.
Yeah.
But it's getting a lot of attention
that
from golf
are they
writers.
Just noticing defeat?
Yeah, well, that's very true. But a lot of the golf, some of the golf writers we like are commenting on Twitter about it. Jason Sobel says, we're all just living in a simulation, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of a fun. Well, let's get to the good, the bad, and the dumb. Let's go with the good of the day.
Well, I mean, that kind of trumps the good, the bad, and the dumb, because that story could be good, bad, and dumb all in one.
Right.
But the good of the day that originally, before 5 minutes ago, the Chiefs visited the White House yesterday.
Yes, they did.
And, you know, you think to yourself, what could go wrong?
Yeah.
When you have some polarizing figures in sports and media, if you will. Well, Travis Kelce saw an opportunity, decided to take it, and took to the podium with the presidential seal and wanted to say, get something off his chest.
So you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to do that at all?
Like, I don't know if you're not allowed to do that. We've seen athletes
without the president's permission. When he says, come up to the podium.
Say something.
Joe Michael, you're great. Come on up and say hi. And that's something you're allowed to do. But it was left vacant.
It was
and
left
he just
vacant.
Walked over to it.
I mean, here's the scenario. Off to the side, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce were standing with President Biden, presenting him with a 46 Chiefs jersey. And doing a photo op. And once the photo op was done, Travis shakes a hand, and he looks to his left and goes, you know what? There's an open mic. I'm going to go say hi, basically.
Yeah.
But the reason why it's good is not only because you have a character like Travis Kelce who does not care and will do anything he wants, which is always fun. Patrick Mahomes, proving why he is the $500 million man in the NFL, goes over and rescues his team and teammate.
What would have happened if he left him alone?
I don't know. I mean,
like, would he have been arrested?
The only thing he got off saying was, you know, it's like, you know, I just came here to say, and then Patrick Mahomes interrupted him and goes, sorry. And then as soon as Mahomes moves him out of the way, there was a guy at the ready dismantling the podium. So we'll never know.
Yeah, we'll never know.
And I always want to blame the guy who left the mic hot.
I want to know, how did Patrick Mahomes know that, and this is not to insult his intelligence, he's a smart guy, but how did he know you're not allowed to do that?
Yeah.
Like I got to be honest with you, I wouldn't have done anything. Like, if Travis Kelce walked up to the podium, I would have thought, it's all fun and games, we're having a good time with the president, we're the Super Bowl champs. I wouldn't have gone and got him. I would have been like, let's let Travis Kelce do what he wants. I don't know, we're having a good time here. But Mahomes was at least smart enough to go, there's some protocol we're breaching, and let's not breach it, and got Travis Kelce ahead of time. So that's pretty smart on his part, but I want to know, did they tell him beforehand? Hey, just letting you guys know, don't go near the podium before we do anything. And so they all knew, and then Travis Kelce broke it anyway?
See, I want to think it's that. I want to think, you know, they were all brief ahead of time saying, hey, you're not allowed to go to the podium.
Yeah.
You know, so just keep it there. And Travis was like, man, that's a hot mic.
They say that when you go see, like, before she passed away, I'm assuming it's the king now, but when you used to go meet the queen, they used to say, well, you have to say this, you have to say that, you have to, you know, there's a protocol. And some people are like, screw the protocol, I'm not from this country. And some people go, all right, I'll honor it. It's whatever. But I wonder if you go to the White House, they say, all right, we're going to the White House, but here's the things you guys can't do. So do they get to have lunch with the president, or is it just a photo op? Do they get to do anything?
No,
cool?
I think they get a tour.
I
think that's lunch. Remember, the only reason why I remember is because when Trump was president, he served the
fast food.
Yeah, to the college kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was all McDonald's. Well, no, there's other stuff too, right?
There's other stuff. It was a bunch of fast food.
Yeah. So, I think they have lunch. And then I'm assuming there's a tour of the White House as much as they're allowed to tour.
If I'm going to fly out there, I want to meet the president, but I also want to do some stuff. I don't want to be like coming out for a 10-minute thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Nah, that's pretty cool. There's a tour. They just can't. There's probably certain rooms you're not allowed to see.
Right, probably. All right, what's the bat of the day?
The bat of the day is this, Tony, that college baseball regionals are happening right now, but some without some controversy. Yesterday, during a regional matchup, Penn State was called for a pitch clock violation during the fourth inning.
It trickles down all the way to college baseball, this pitch
clock
thing?
Now their pitch clock violation is 10 seconds. And where the controversy comes is that at the moment, it was in the fourth inning, bases were loaded, two outs, two strike, or a 3-2 count. It looked like the batter was set. And I don't know if he wasn't, I mean, if it was like right at the 10-second mark, he's still kind of in his windup. The umpire called violation on him, third strike, inning over. And the Southern Miss ended up winning that game. That's not really where the bad comes in. The bad is that this is the first time it really hit me. We're going to have this in the postseason of Major League Baseball.
I think we are, yeah.
And I'm not ready for all the talking heads to go off and sound the alarm on this.
I'm with you on that. Anytime there's a new rule, there's a fear that it'll pop up in the Super Bowl or wherever, and you go, do we want the Super Bowl to be defined by this, or in this case, the World Series to be defined by pitch clock?
And I don't know what you can do. I'm loving
You gotta withstand it. You gotta say, in a couple of years, this will be normal, and we might have to go through some bumps and bruises where we've got talking heads ripping us apart for this, but we can't
go back.
Yeah, we can't say the rule is not a rule anymore in only certain situations that are more important.
Can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
We made a rule. We got to live by it. And if it means that a game is decided, a game is decided. It's sad, but we're trusting that players don't put us in a position. This is something that can be avoided.
See,
Pitch the ball within the time limit, no matter what.
And I'm liking this pitch clock because these games are moving better. They're flowing a lot more.
Absolutely.
There was no point in having a 4-hour game.
You know what? Like same thing before. With the 24-second clock in basketball.
It's true.
It used to be four corners, and everybody was people have the ball for a long time, and then they say, "Well, what if it ends on a prayer?" Yeah. Well, the players have. This is not a judgment call. This is pitch the ball in this time. What is preventing you? Even if you throw it over the batter's head. At least you release the ball. Like, don't hold on to it. It's that simple. This is not like a robot ump where the computer failed at the last minute and we had to go to videotape. This is, you don't want a pitch clock violation? Pitch the ball. That's all we're asking you to do. Same in the NBA. You don't like the 24-second shot clock? Throw it up. Just throw it in the air.
And I wonder when we are going to have that. I wonder when we're going to have, I guess if it's on the pitcher. Well, I mean,
the pitcher
can throw it any time, right? If the batter's not set, the batter's not set.
Yeah.
And I think that's maybe the that's the addendum they need to make to the rule moving forward.
Whoever's breaking it, right? You say you don't want it. You don't batter get in the box. Pitcher pitch the ball. If one of you fails, it's on you. It's not on us. We're not screwing you over. There's a clock. You know it. You've done 162 games of this. We're not messing around. Get in the box.
I can't see how you'd be for it, getting rid of the pitch clock now.
No.
Remember at the beginning, people were like, oh, I hate it. And it was like, why? So you can, that mental game that, I'm using air quotes, by the way, when I say the mental game the batter was playing on the pitcher by taking 25 seconds to get back in the box between pitches.
Right.
You know, always stepping out and adjusting the gloves when you didn't do anything except hold a bat.
Right, yeah.
You know, it was like that was... I'm so thankful for the pitch clock because, these games are moving much swifter. It was just, you're watching this game and then you see this happen or you read the story and you see that happen. You're just like, I'm not prepared. I'm not ready. You know it's coming. I guess we got to start reminding ourselves now. We know that there's going to be some sort of pitch clock violation that's going to happen in a very important inning because all the innings are important in postseason baseball. And we got to be ready for it.
But, that's the slippery slope, right? The slippery slope is that the league would admit that some of these rules are, we can just throw them out the window whenever we want, right? Like they're not important. Like, we talked about this at the Super Bowl. And there's, when the Eagles got called for pass interference holding on that play down with set up the Chiefs. There's a debate, and it's a legitimate debate, right? If you are a referee, do you call it, or do you want the referees to know time and circumstance? Do you want to put it on the officials to know, you know, swallow the whistle in these certain, you know, yeah. Just get a feel for it.
And that's always going to happen. You're always going to have a game where we say, oh, the referee decided it.
Right. And the umpire decided it. But here's the deal. If you want to argue whether a call is a legitimate hold or not, that's a different debate. But if your argument is it was a hold or it was a pitch clock violation and the umpire decided the game, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. He called it within the rules of the game. Change the rule if you don't like it. But if you want to get to whether, like, in the NBA, whether it's a foul or not, I can argue. We can go over the Zapruder film and find out if a guy got hit. But if he's clearly hacked and you say, well, you shouldn't call it in the final 2 minutes. Well, how about the final three? How about the final five? How about it all? How about we just let them mug each other down the lane so we could have a flowing basketball?
Go back to the...
Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, we are just unpacking news about the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour merging, which is just blowing up social media right now. We're going to get the details coming up at 45 and figure this all out.
There's too much.
There's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of golf people reacting
Has there been a full statement? I mean, because there's more. I think there's more questions than answers right now.
Much more questions. Like, what exactly does this mean? But it's a huge thing that's blowing up right now. So, all right, let's get to the back to the good, the bad, and the dumb as we get the
And this dumb will probably take us on a fun journey.
Yes,
which is what we all need right now. We need to escape ourselves from what's going on in golf and just head back to the NFL, which is always fun to talk about.
Sure,
because the dumb of the day is, and I think somewhat surprisingly, I mean, they probably know, but right now, Hard Knocks is having a hard time landing a team to feature this year.
Hmm.
And I think largely because there's four teams available, but only one of them makes the most sense,
and that is.
The four teams are the Commanders, the Saints, the Bears, and the Jets.
Well, I would go to the Jets.
And a lot of the Jets are coming back going, we're not interested. Including the owners, Woody Johnson is one of them. Saying, like, you know, he had a cryptic tweet, but it kind of leaned more towards, maybe not this year.
So nobody wants Hard Knocks. Like, nobody wants intrusive.
Well, I think when it first came out,
doesn't the league say you've got to do it? Sorry, this is not up for debate.
And if I'm the league, there's only one team. I mean, I'm sorry, you know, the Bears could be interesting, right. You know, maybe Saints and Commanders, whatever. I mean, the Commanders are going to have new ownership and that you're going to feature Hard Knocks and that's going to be boring.
Yeah.
You know, and no one really knows anybody who's on the Saints.
So you just tell the Jets you're doing it. Why? I mean, I think teams have a right of refusal. I guess I don't know. They must. So I hear about teams turning this down all the time. I'm like, what do you mean turning it down? Like, doesn't the league go? We have a partnership with HBO. We're as much part of this as they are. This isn't us just allowing them to do something, and we give them access. We get something out of the deal. So you're gonna do it. That's it. There's nothing else to say.
And the Jets, obviously, the most entertaining option because of all the mess that they had last year. Yeah. And then there's that certain player that joined this year.
Right. Yeah. But
that's polarizing.
But we've had teams. We don't have a lot of Hard Knock teams where they're the best option. Sometimes it's like, yeah, it's just an option.
Yeah. And that very well could be it. It could be the Saints. Yeah. Could be the Commanders.
Yeah.
Funny that all four franchises are going, no, we don't. You don't come here. We don't want you to do this. We don't want to be a part of this.
I don't listen. I just think Hard Knocks has run its course. I'm okay with them keeping going, but they've been doing this for 20 years now.
Yeah,
it's the same formula every single year. It's you find some.
Although I mean,
you follow these people, you get to know their lives, and then you go to the cut room, and everybody's polite and nice. Nobody's yelling and screaming, and then that's it.
No one steals the playbook.
Yeah,
that's what I want. I want someone to steal the playbook.
I'd like some. Like the coach goes, "Hey Jim, hey man, I just want to let you know, man, it's not personal." And they're like, "Ah, coach, thanks for everything, man." And he leaves. There's never a, What? You're cutting? I will make you pay for this. I will make you pay for this. Like, there's none of that. Get him out of here.
You'll rue the day.
You will rule the day. He starts throwing stuff, and they have to get security. Security has to grab him out and drag him out of the facility, and he's screaming. And, you know, they never do that because they know the business, right? They work their tails off. They couldn't make the team, but their agent's on the phone with a bunch of others. They know how it works. Nobody gets upset. Nobody loses their mind. They're disappointed, but they live to fight another day. It's the same formula every summer. So, but I wouldn't want, like, if I was a coach, man, I wouldn't want cameras all over the place filming everything. I'd be like, ugh, catching me on a hot mic making a joke.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I wouldn't
I will
that.
Say the Lions were interesting last year.
They were interesting.
You know,
yeah.
that was a yeah. fun group to kind of follow, you know, to watch. And I think largely because, you know, Dan Campbell's a character bigger than the team right now.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, it's funny because that's the first player that you can think of. I mean, a player, but first person you really think of when you think of the Lions.
But but I think if I was a player, I would love to have Liev Schreiber describe my life. Wouldn't that be awesome? I would love that. You know, it's like, it's not Morgan Freeman, but it's the voice of HBO Sports, Liev Schreiber.
It is.
You know, an actor who's been in a million things, and he's got pipes of gold. Right.
What was he in X-Men?
He was
like Saber, right? Or something.
He was like
that.
Yeah, Sabretooth or something. He was like one of those guys. He was in he was just in an Anne Frank series on National Geographic where he played Otto Frank. He's like,
was he really?
Up and stuff. Yeah,
wow.
I see things and I go, damn, that's Liev Schreiber. That's him. So
be weird to hear him. Was he doing a German accent?
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
All right.
Wasn't he Ray Donovan on Showtime?
I think so. Yeah.
It was Ray Donovan that show? I saw it like first season and then we didn't get Showtime and I couldn't watch it, but yeah, but he's got that, you know, Johnson is trying to make the team. There's too many linebackers. So his chances are dull, but nevertheless, he relentlessly pursues his path to football glory.
He's got to love this gig, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because, I mean, they'll just hand him a script. He just goes, pops it. I mean, it always amazes me. I never thought about it when I was younger, but it always amazes me now when I look back on it going, like, these guys probably love doing voiceover work. I'm sure they love the exotic locations and getting in front of a camera and you know, really trying to, hone their craft.
Yeah.
But there's got to be something for them to go, man, this is like a 9-to-5 job, Monday through Friday. I just pop into a studio. I mean, I know it's not 9-to-5. They're probably going for like three hours.
Here's your script, man.
And here's your script. Read these lines. And something like this is his own voice. He's not even having to, you know, embellish on anything.
It's so funny because I just bought EA Sports' PGA Tour golf game. I love golf video games, and this one's really good. Yeah, I know. this one's really good, and it's got Rich Lerner, who's on the Golf Channel.
Okay.
He does kind of the play-by-play, and Frank Nobolo is like the color commentator, Noda Begay, like these guys. And I can't help it. It just drives me crazy because I will play a hole, and I'll hit it in the bunker. And then I'll hit it out of the bunker. And then the next hole, I'll hit it in the bunker again. And Frank Lerner, his voice comes on. He says, Frank, that's back-to-back bunkers for our player. And I'm thinking, that guy, somebody had to write that down and say, we'd like you to say that when a player is in back-to-back bunker. Like every scenario that I'm playing where they're describing what I'm doing, all I keep thinking about is that guy in a soundproof studio reading pages and pages and pages of lines that they're going to code to use in various circumstances. And I'm like, that must take forever. It's like Madden. It's not enough to say, you know, Travis Kelce with the catch for a first down. You got to say it for every player that's in the league. And it must take forever to do that. But every time I'm playing, I keep thinking that's not just a standard line. Like, you know, in the old video games, it would be like, that's a good drive.
Hey Tony,
that's
a
completion.
I'm
going to
interrupt
pass.
You real quick.
Yes.
I'm just going to play this. You know, we got a few minutes left in this break, but Jay Monahan is speaking right now.
Okay.
You've ever been before.
What is it with the Saudis and sports? What do you see in terms of it? You clearly value this idea of these global franchises. I've talked about, WWE or F1, just in terms of the interest there. Not to mention, of course, what we call soccer, the rest of the world calls football.
Because a ball and a foot.
I get
it. That's why football.
You're right. We're wrong. But anyhow. But what about the value? What is it that you see as an investor, one of the largest funds available in the world to you, that is so compelling?
What's going on right now in Saudi is unprecedented anywhere else in the world.
We started this isn't Jay Monahan.
I was going to say, that's not Jay Monahan. Yeah. What exactly is this?
This was announced back in 2017.
I think this guy represents DP World Tour.
Okay. So he was...
I'm trying to figure out because, I'm sorry, it's just breaking news. Oh, it's Al Ramayan.
Guess is as good as mine.
I guess he's the head of Live Tour. He's the chairman of Live Tour.
Okay.
And
so he's
because
being
he's the Saudi PIF governor, which I'm not sure what that is.
Okay.
I'm not sure what PIF governor is.
All
it probably
right.
sounds
but
something
wasn't
important.
Jay Monahan,
that wasn't Jay Monahan, commission. But they're sitting next to each other because apparently, because they're live on the Golf Channel right now, because since the merger means that the lawsuit is over. It ended minutes.
And that's true. But now I want to know, is Phil Mickelson going to play at the Colonial now? And will Rory McIlroy play at the Live Golf Tournament in Australia?
Will the PGA Tour be 54 holes?
Yeah. And can they wear shorts? All right. We're going to dissect this
as we're
getting more and more news on the Live Tour and the PGA Tour and the European Tour coming together.